Thank you for joining me on today's show. So today is a bit of a shorter show, but from time to time, there's topics or ideas or concepts that are on my heart to share. And I just want to get the information out there to you to give you some things to think about and apply to your life. So that's what today's episode is all about. So today, I'm going to give you application and insights on the tactics of consistency versus intensity. What's the proper application of both? And these will apply to so many aspects of your life, whether it's personal, whether it's fitness, financial, family. These are so key, and how to balance it out and to give you some perspective based on some experiences that I've had. I really think you're going to find the information useful, and I hope you enjoy it. And if you do, please like it and share it with somebody you know. And let's get on with today's show. Consistency and intensity. Which of those do you feel is your stronger suit? And which of those do you feel that you're known for? So if you think about it, of these two, which are you best for displaying on a regular basis? Maybe both of them, maybe neither of them. But as you hear this today, your mind will most likely be thinking of ways to apply the tactics of consistency and intensity to whatever area of life that you know you may need to apply it. Or maybe it's an area you need to improve in at the moment, because that's life, right? Things change. So as you listen to this, I'm sure you're going to find ways to apply these concepts to that part of your life. So consistency and intensity, which ones should you lean towards? So both strategies have their place in life. And there's been a lot of areas that I've been consistent in. And there's been other times I remember cranking up the intensity on certain things. So for example, just being consistent, part of me and my program is being consistent in getting to work early. You know, I consistently try to be the first one there. As a supervisor, I try to get there before anybody else. And I try to do that not just for a week or a day to keep an eye on people or something like that. I do it on a consistent basis because that's just part of something that I've decided was important to me. And I'm doing it on a consistent basis. And then there's other times, you know, when it's being intense at something. So I had to crank up the intensity and do something very hard in a short period of time. So while I wasn't consistent doing that all the time, it was something something needed to be done, and I had to crank up the intensity, right? So for today, I'm just going to be talking about these two concepts and tactics, really, in a broad sense, to give you context and perspective on how to apply consistency and intensity. But mostly how to apply these. I'm going to be kind of giving a perspective from a leadership point of view, how to apply these in team building. And specifically, it's really about leading ourselves, right? It's about leading yourself, doing the right thing, finding ways to be the most productive version of you so they can spread to others on your team, either peer-to-peer or others on your team that maybe you're leading. So, and when I say team, it can be your family. It can be your coworkers. It can be an actual sports team. But just to let you know where we're kind of going with this today, and I really think it's going to help you out. It's just things that I've learned over the years and perspective that I think it's important to share, because either it's just going to reaffirm some of these concepts with you that you've already kind of known, and it's going to just give you maybe some points to hear today, because maybe it's been a while since you thought about it like that. So I really do hope it's going to help you out. So, and in the future, I'll get into more specific applications of consistency and intensity, especially on the fitness topic, or as I continue to coach and mentor some of you on fitness program or in leadership. You know, there'll be more specific applications of, well, I'm talking about being consistent in this specific area, or I'm talking about being intense when it comes to this area or this type of training. So we'll get into that more deep in the future. But as I said, for today, we're going to be thinking of this in whatever area in your life you need more consistency, in whatever area of your life you think you need to bring more intensity. And because you can be consistent or intense in many areas of life, right? So there's your personal life. So you can be consistent or intense when it comes to your fitness, right? You can be consistent or intense when it comes to your finances, whether you're consistently saving, whether you're consistently doing things to be set up for the future, or it's intense and you need to do it now. You need to do it rapidly because there's something approaching, right? And also professionally. So for your professional development, there's things that you can do consistently. Let's say you want to promote in the future. So there's things you consistently can do every day at work now that is going to prepare you to make you the best candidate in the future down the line, right? Or as I said, promotion, or you're getting hired. And there's other times where you don't have a lot of time and you need to get really intense about it. So it could be on the professional side. And also another area of our life that we need to think about this is in our family, in our relationships, right? So we need to build credibility over time with the people in our lives and the people that we love. Or perhaps it's time to get intense because we've got some ground to make up, or something, time lost away from the family, or, you know, whatever it is. But so there's that balance, right? So whether it's personal, professional, or your relationships in your family, being consistent, being intense. That's what we're going to talk about a little bit today. So first of all, consistency. So when should we focus on being consistent? The answer, all the time. So we should be intentional about being consistent all the time. So consistency is doing something repeatedly over and over again over a long period of time, right? That's what it means to be consistent, right? Doing it again and again and again. So what we are doing is doing things consistently. It sets up what people can count on from us, right? So we are programming others on what they can expect from you. I'm programming others when I do things consistently on what they can expect from me. So are you consistently letting them down, or can they consistently count on you to blank, to whatever it is, right? So what are you doing on a consistent basis? So what is said by people when they talk about you? That's going to be a result of what you're consistently displaying. Are they saying, maybe it's not consistent? Hey, do you remember that one time that he did a good job? Or do they say, I know he's going to do a good job because that's who he is and that's what he does, right? So being consistent, those are the kinds of things that doing this over a long term, that's what people think of you, right? And that's who you are. So the things that we want to be consistent with are typically doing the good things, right? Or the things that we think are beneficial to ourselves or to the team in the long run. So doing the right things over time. Those are usually the things that we want to be concerned with being consistent in. Because remember, you can be consistently crappy, right? Just because you're consistent, well, you can consistently be doing the wrong thing. You can consistently be doing bad habits, treating people wrong, being the worst team member. You can do that on a consistent basis. So just being consistent, right? You need to be consistent in the right areas and being consistent, doing the right things to build the team, to lead the team, and to actually make yourself better and be the best that you can be. So for example, I can be consistently, as I said, being the first to arrive. So that's consistently getting up early, or you're consistently the one who's sleeping in. Being the first one to work, that is a great thing to be consistent in. Or are you the bell tapper? Are you the last one to show up? So you're showing up when most of the work is already done or handled, you know, showing up late all the time consistently. And are you the last to jump in when there's work to be done? Are you consistently known as that? Like letting other people jump in? Are you consistently the first one that recognizes when something needs to be done and handled, and you jump in there and take care of it before anybody else? So that's what people can count on from you. So think about doing those things consistently so people know what they can count on you for, right? It's important. So a lot of these habits that I'm talking about, you have to have a good model, you know, somebody to model after, somebody with a good reputation, you know, when you're starting out. I certainly remember early in my career, recognizing which people carried a good reputation, which people, and, you know, in my line of work, being a firefighter, which ones, when that person wasn't around, because people like to talk trash so much all the time, but when they weren't around, nobody had anything bad to say. So who are your models that you want to be like? But really, you're asking yourself, who do you want to become? It's not, what do you want to do? I want that guy's job, or I want this, or I want, like, who, the person, like, who do you want to become, right? So who do you look up to, and why do you look up to them? So do you look up to them because of how they make you feel, so you can make other people feel that way? Or do you look up to them because of what people say about them, as I've said, and how people respond whenever the name or an interaction gets brought up? You can do those same things. So how do you become that kind of person that you're going to model yourself after? Or it could just be traits that you've picked up along the way that you know that those are important and that you should be like. So how do you become that kind of person? Well, you be that kind of person, and you be that kind of person consistently. So that's how you become that kind of person. So as I said, what do you want to be known for when you leave the room, right? People are going to talk. What are they going to say? What do you want to be known for when you leave your team or your agency or your career? Because there's a saying, you know, you want to know the impression you're going to leave when you leave someplace, put your hand in a bucket, take it out, and that's the impression you're going to leave, right? Like, basically, you're really not needed, you know, life's going to go on without you. But really, when you have been around people for a long period of time or even a career, what are they going to say about you? You know, and you should care. You know, we should have an impact on the people around us, and we should care what people have to say. So now that you've kind of established some of those things of who you want to be, the person you want to be, the things you want to do, the things you want to be good at, the things you want to be known for, you need to start asking yourself, and we need to ask ourselves, is what we're doing today moving us towards those goals? So I want to have some goals each day so that we're not just wandering aimlessly throughout our days, putting off progress and those goals until whenever they happen on their own, right? We want to be doing things every day, all day, that are moving us towards those goals. So be known for doing the right thing on a regular basis. That's how you're going to strengthen the team. That's how you're going to establish credibility and reputation and be a leader. And I can tell you, before on the other podcast I did talking about preparation, I've told you as a Academy cadre member and a supervisor, the people that already had put in the consistent work, the ones that are consistently arriving early, not late, the ones that are consistently able to handle things physically, not struggle, the people that can carry out the assignment consistently, not constantly let me down instantly, those are the ones that are going to be put in leadership positions. We're going to invest more time and effort into seeing them succeed. Whereas, you know, we need to spend more time just getting those that aren't as successful to just pick up the basics and get on a consistent program. So if you can do some of these consistent programs and good habits, you know, you're going to be way ahead of those around you. And it is really not just so that you are, you know, better than somebody else, but it's, you just elevated the team, and now you can help other people elevate their game as well. So you might have heard the saying, you know, if you're ready, you don't have to get ready, right? If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. And that it's definitely, definitely true. And I can remember, you know, working for one of my superintendents as a foreman, John Ramble. You know, he used this example when it came to just keeping our camp or our station tidy. You know, it was his program to keep the place, as he said, division inspection ready. So every year in the fire stations or fire department facilities, there's inspections, and, you know, the chiefs, your boss's boss will come, and your boss's boss will be there. Your boss's boss's boss will be there. and they're going to do an inspection and see really how the place looks. How do you take care of the facility? How do you take care of the equipment? How do you take care of yourselves? How does everybody carry himself? What's the culture of the place? And so, you know, he laid down early saying, laid it down for us that we would keep the place clean and it's supposed to be inspection ready at any time. So if the chief comes or if the chief's chief comes, the place looks like it's ready to be inspected. And then every year when these inspections come around, you know, we're not scrambling like, you know, the place is a shambles all year long and then we have to play makeup to get it all ready, right? It's already pretty ready. Maybe we'll have some other projects to do, take on a painting project or, you know, take on something else that we really want to, you know, show some pride in a special project, but we're not just cleaning the place because we let it go. Right. So it is true, right? So you want to stay ready so you don't have to get ready. And that again, is that applies to all areas, you know, your fitness, your personal, your family, and your finances. So, you know, really I've already talked a lot about consistency and what it means to do the right thing over a long period of time. And when are we consistent? Remember, all the time. So if consistency is king, and it's so important to be consistent. So I mentioned intensity at the beginning. So when is intensity the way to go? So intensity is a way to go when you don't have time, right? When time doesn't give you the long-term option to be consistent. So that's when it's time to hammer down and crush some goals in a short amount of time. So I would often joke with, you know, either youngsters on the crew or even some new leaders that maybe they were doing so-so before, or they're good folks, but now they're really just beginning to, you know, they're on a more positive or professional path and they're really proud of themselves. So, and maybe they're doing something, you know, whether it's even physical or just, you know, on their program or doing the things as part of a team, and they're trying to cram me, you know, making it seem like what they're doing, you know, is some new cool thing and maybe insinuating that I'm not, you know, at that level or something. And I would joke around a lot, you know, I'd be like, hey, take it easy, Turbo. You've been doing a good job for what, 20 minutes, you know, let's see how it goes in 20 years, you know, and maybe that's not the best leadership tactic. I wasn't breaking them down. You know, it was all in fun and joking, and they knew that I really appreciated and respected the job well done, but you know, we like to cram each other and have fun, but being intense, you know, a lot of times being consistent is much more well-respected because it's not just a flash in the pan, you know, or a short period of time. But like I said, there's going to be a ton of times when you don't have the luxury of time to be consistent and it's time to hammer down and get the job done. So, you know, as an example, even, as I, you know, doing this show right here, talking to you, this podcast, well, I'm off because of an injury at the time of this recording and I have the opportunity and I'm just starting out. So I'm going to be intense. I mean, I'm doubling down. I'm at the moment, you know, doing maybe 2 episodes a week instead of just 1, but I'm not planning on doing that forever, right? I'm being intense because I don't have time. I'm trying to take advantage of a situation and get the hard work done. So that's an example of intensity. Maybe you have an upcoming event, you know, whether that is a physical event like a race, or maybe it's an academy or possibly a promotional exam at work. And the reality is you're not ready right now. If you had that tomorrow, you're not ready. And that event or that test is rapidly coming and you don't have time. So that's going to be the time when it's time to get intense. It's time to hammer down, crank it up. It's something that you would probably not be able to sustain that pace forever. You're certainly not going to be able to sustain that pace for a year, 2 years, a whole career, but there's something that you're going to have to pick up the pace and, you know, and go hard on. So in our line of work, you know, as a civil service worker, police, law, military, or anyone that just leads a really arduous, high demand lifestyle, it's so unpredictable. And there's incidents, emergencies, or even the day-to-day stuff where a rigid approach of, you know, slow and steady wins a race in consistency. Maybe that's not always the appropriate way to go for mission success. So we got to remain flexible and we got to be ready and capable to go hard when necessary. So if we need to be ready and capable of going hard. The only way that you can have that kind of work capacity, right? The only way you can be good at going hard when you need to and the ability to handle that pace is to practice going hard. So we got to practice going hard on a semi-regular basis. And so, like I said, it doesn't matter if it's fitness, working out, going hard, you need to be able to practice that, to be able to perform in that way and to be able to sustain yourself and not just grenade. And so you're no good to anybody, right? Financially, in your personal life, you got to be able to sustain that and make room for that. So like I said, you got to practice going hard on a semi-regular basis. So be sure to practice picking up the pace, right? Don't be so rigid and set that you just pick up the pace, because as I said before, the incidents and the life that we live, the calls that we go to, it's going to dictate some intensity. It's going to dictate, no, this is a right now move and you need to be able to do that. So it's all about balance, right? As I said, so consistency and intensity, knowing what's needed and balancing those out. And it also brings us to recovery. So being able to perform in this way, you know, brings up the topic of recovery. We're talking about recovering physical, mentally, you know, being able to recover physically because you're always on the throttle, being able to recover mentally because you're going through a lot, you're seeing a lot, you're doing a lot. You know, there's a whole mental aspect to this, you know, even if you're being consistent in the good things, you know, so recovery physically, mentally, and spiritually, you got to know how to do those things. But that's going to be a whole nother talk for another day. Today, I really wanted to go into consistency, intensity. I hope you've enjoyed me sharing some perspective on this episode for today. I hope it helps you out. And please share this with somebody who is as serious as you are about improving who they are and what they bring to the team and improving themselves to be the best version of themselves. You hear that a lot, but I'm talking about actually doing the things to be somebody worth following. So you can be that person. As I mentioned, when they look at you, they're like, that is who I want to be, not his job. I want to be the kind of person that person is. So be intentional about who you are, people are emulating and who they want to be. Are you displaying the right traits that are worthy of being replicated, right, in other people? So remember that. Being the best we can to bring everything we can to the team. Share this with somebody who's as serious as you are about improving, and have a great day. And as always, stay hungry, be humble, and do hard work. Well, I hope you're enjoying this conversation and the Prep and Defend show. I want to invite you to head to ventureathlete.com and join our email list. That's really the best place to get plugged into our community, hear about current information and upcoming in-person events. So these days, I'm really focusing most of my attention and pushing information out in just a few ways. Of course, you can listen to this podcast. If you're an athlete of ours, we communicate with you on the Train Heroic app. And I'm also investing a lot of time to communicate one-on-one through our email list. So if you want to get engaged beyond just scrolling the Instagram posts or even just listening to this podcast, I encourage you, go to ventureathlete.com. If you sign up on the email list, I'll be in touch. I hope to engage with you there. And thank you very much.